Good morning. Today is Friday, July the 28th. Joining us this morning, the newly minted executive director for Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Right? I said it right? Newly minted? Okay.
Yep.
Monica Rush.
Rose.
Good. Rose. Oh, shoes. Watch this. Now I can see my own writing. Sorry about that. Good morning. Nice to see you again.
Good morning. Nice to see you as well.
So last time we saw each other was Truckers Parade a couple years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you were at the teen center.
Yes, you. Okay. Yep. Yep. Actually, it's kind of interesting. We'll talk about some of the different programs and some of the different facilities, whatnot, that are going on, and some of the new news, more than just your news.
Yeah.
New news going on. But before we do, our quote this morning is actually a French proverb. Fear is the greatest of all inventors. I would imagine fear is the greatest of all fundraisers also.
That could be true, yes.
What's it been like the last little bit with the economy as it's been, with the economy locally as it is? Boys and Girls Club, do you have as much support as you had historically? Do you have a little bit more, a little bit less? And is the demand a little bit more, a little bit less? Are you seeing any trend changes?
The demand continues to increase, that's for sure, as we grow and move into new communities. Our donors are really treating us very well. So we are getting donations in as usual. All of our grants are still coming in, and we're expanding grants, so it's been really helpful.
Grants are always so challenging, aren't they?
They are. They absolutely are.
Are there different groups, funding sources, foundations, things of that nature that are available, or that are available specifically for Boys and Girls Club throughout the country, or is that changing as well?
They're not specific for Boys and Girls Club, but there's a lot of different grants through Humboldt Area Foundation or the Cowell Foundation that we could request different types of funding.
But no, very few specific for Boys and Girls Clubs.
Correct.
I'm just wondering, those who have gone through, if those couple that hit it big, if there's recognition of that, or if it's, you know, they'll go to like a United Way or something akin to that, like you mentioned with the Humboldt Area Foundation.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. And you said that more kids?
Yes.
Have you had the ability to do any kind of research to find out how come?
How come we have more kids?
Yeah.
I think it's just we're growing into different communities. So we just opened a site up in Klamath. So we're going to serve a lot more youth up there. We have a summer camp in Arcata where we're serving additional youth.
So it's not that the community has more, it's that you're reaching out into more communities.
Correct.
And expanding that
in
that fashion. Is that driven by demand or the need, I guess is the proper word, or are people trying to attract you because of funding? You know, come to my town, you know, I'll spearhead the fundraising, how much do we need? Okay, you know, give me a little bit of time, I'll go out and get those dollars.
I think the need's there, and people are recognizing that Boys and Girls Club really does make a huge difference in children's lives, and so oftentimes it's spearheaded from somebody in that community who really just wants to partner with us.
And then you suck them into the board?
That's the goal.
There's always that dynamic, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You may have somebody who's really excited about it and, you know, let them kind of jumpstart the program in that town. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Monica Rose from the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Monica, what communities are available for Boys and Girls Club, either services or programs, right now in the two-county area?
So currently we have two sites in Eureka. We have a summer program in Arcata. We have a teen center in McKinleyville, and we just opened the new teen center in Klamath.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
What drove the Klamath issue?
Some tribal members really felt that Boys and Girls Club is in need up there. The youth need something to do. And so they received a pretty large grant to start a Boys and Girls Club and maintain it for 3 years.
So the community came to you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Notice Fortuna or the Eel River Valley isn't there. Is that lack of need, demand, funding?
It's not a lack of need, absolutely. We had a summer camp out there last summer. Unfortunately, this year we didn't have the funding to do it again this year. So funding is definitely an issue for that area.
I guess it probably always is.
It is, absolutely.
What do you look at financially? You know, what does it take to, let's say, the summer camp for the Arcata, for McKinleyville, or if Fortuna was looking at it, or any community listening? Is it a huge amount of money?
It depends on the facility. So our Arcata camp costs us about $10,000, and it's a 4-week program. So
it doesn't matter how many kids. It's just kind of the nut.
That's basically, yeah. Yeah. Our McKinleyville site, our budget is $100,000. So it kind of depends on the location and how many kids we're going to serve, how many staff we're gonna put in those areas.
But McKinleyville is a 52-week program?
Yep.
Rather than just a summer program?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it would be unsurmountable, but if current staff had to go out and do all the fundraising, unless you really found a sugar daddy out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So as the ED, what do you get to do? Is it primarily fundraising and a little bit of the PR side?
It will be that, yeah. So as I go into this new role, I'll definitely be focusing on fundraising, our special events, a little bit of the PR stuff, and still supervising staff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to do a little bit of everything.
So why'd you decide to step up?
Because I love the Boys and Girls Club. I've been with the organization for almost 16 years, and I feel like I'm the right person. I just love the organization. I see the positive impact that we have on our communities.
If folks haven't been involved with, you know, nationally, obviously there's a lot of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the big boys are there. The network TVs and some, a lot of the professional athletes and stuff have a soft spot for one reason or another. What is the program here? What do you do in our neck of the woods?
So we focus on our formula for impact. So basically, we're trying to get as many kids in the door as possible every day. And couple that with quality programs that have high yield activities to keep kids engaged. And then we have three priority outcomes. So focusing on academic success, health and life skills, and good character and citizenship.
Some of those, I would imagine, are more challenging than others.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you work with, I don't want to say disadvantaged because they're not necessarily, but how do you work with that population? Because so many of these things are more individualistic rather than, okay, we're going to play soccer.
Yeah.
Fine. Everybody plays soccer. I don't know why I use that sport. Rather than saying, all right, everybody, we're going to try to grow your grade point average. We're going to help everybody with their reading and math skills. That's so individualistic that it almost sounds like a team of tutors.
Well, our staff are. You know, we really have dedicated staff. So it's important for us to have staff that are passionate and who are educated and can help influence kids to make good choices.
Do you get a lot of folks volunteering who are like going to Humboldt for their teaching?
We do.
This kind of gives them a chance to play with kids and confirm that that's what they want to do?
Yeah, so we have a pretty strong partnership with HSU. We get social work interns who come in and help us facilitate programs and do mentoring. We also have a partnership with the Child Development Department at HSU. So they come in and their students come in and get some experience on the floor. And oftentimes we end up hiring some of those students.
That would kind of be a logical outcome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, ideally,
If they get touched, so to speak, or catch the disease is the normal phrase.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
et cetera, yeah. Yeah. What are some of their biggest surprises?
I think at our clubhouse site is the number of kids that we're serving on a daily basis there. It's a small facility, but we average about 80 kids a day in the school year. So high energy. Very high energy,
They probably don't tend to be the mellow ones. It's
not
more
at all.
The ones that are excited about being there, and then you get that that connection also. Now, is that in all the programs, or is that just at the one of the sites here in Eureka?
That's at the Eureka site, the clubhouse.
So how many does McKinleyville, is it about the same?
They're averaging about 25 teens, which is a new program, so there's a lot of work we have to do in the community just for community awareness.
Developing inertia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I figure once you hit the threshold point, all of a sudden now it's okay. Where'd the food go? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Monica Rose, the new executive director for Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Monica, what are some of the more creative fundraising that you've heard about from Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the country? Are there some that are just wildly over the top, cool, may not work here, but way cool stuff that just kind of gets you thinking, wow?
There are lots of different things that Boys and Girls Clubs do across the country. Something that is pretty exciting, some clubs do a Youth of the Year dinner that's a fundraiser. So they do it like a dinner and auction. They bring in their youth and their families, and they connect them directly with their donors. And that's a pretty big one. There's also National Day for Kids. Boys and Girls Club participates in, and some organizations take that to the next step, and they bring in vendors, and they have it like a community party, and people pay to get in.
That's burn some hot dog and charge 20 bucks.
Yep.
that's pretty tried and true.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like in some areas where let's say there's snow, and they'd have some weird competitions, just things that we couldn't do here.
Mm-hmm.
But things that might be thought starters to create different different things. One of the challenges must be because everybody, you get a good idea, now everybody's doing
that idea.
And then somebody else does an idea, and then everybody puts their spin on it. And they kind of turn into, okay, what's the flavor of the month?
Yeah.
Rather than something that's truly a unique, like the Discovery Museum, jump in the water. Okay, but get people to pay you to do it. I get that one. I mean, that kind of stuff is just creative.
I suppose
that's the thing that I see can breathe a lot of excitement into an organization is excitement.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have got a couple that are pretty well established.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking to expand those, or are those just, this is what we do, and we do it really well, and let's see if we can do it a little bit better?
That's kind of where we're at right now, yeah, with our Cruisin' Eureka car show, and then our Bids for Kids dinner and auction. There are major fundraisers. We've talked about expanding the car show, and that might be something we do in the next few years.
For folks who haven't attended, what is that?
So it's basically a three-day event in September where there's a poker run. So people could register their cars, and they do a poker run. They go throughout town and pick up a card, and at the end they have a poker hand, and whoever wins gets something special. And then the following day, there's a barbecue, and they go through town. They do a cruise through town and kind of just show off their cars. And then on Saturday in Old Town, it's a special event. They have all the cars out. There's vendors. We do a raffle. Yeah.
Take over Old
mm-hmm.
Town. Yeah.
Take over Old Town.
That you said it's a three-dayer?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a template that's coming off of? I mean, Fortuna has their event,
mm-hmm.
and it's certainly different.
Yeah.
Okay, Reno's got their event. It's a little bit different, but those are run by, it's not a fundraiser, it's a different kind of a presentation. The fact that it's Boys and Girls Club, does that give you certain, well, I guess, license to do some extra stuff?
I'm not really sure. I think we're able to bend the ropes a little bit and get a little extra out of it. But for the most part, the community is really supportive, and we really appreciate that.
So if folks don't have a fancy car, can they do something in association or participate or have some fun with this other than just kind of viewing what's going on?
Well, they don't have to have a fancy car. You know, there's all different types of cars that are put into the show. But there are other ways.
There are beaters, sponsor. Aren't there?
There are. There are. They could sponsor. They could provide a raffle item for the event. They come down, have fun, you know, spend a little money on the raffle itself.
Yeah. You said that there was a barbecue event also.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, do you need more hands on, I mean, is labor something?
Volunteers are always welcomed. Yeah.
Skill sets needed?
No. Nope. We'll train you. We'll let you know what to do. Yeah.
You know, those are always the most dangerous ones for me.
Mm-hmm.
You get involved. Well, you want to do this and this and this and this. And
don't forget this.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, we have a strong group of volunteers who've been doing this for many years. So
I would figure you got some gearheads that are mm-hmm. involved and some passionate warriors that have
Absolutely.
Helped to grow it to this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So perhaps one with a skill set like mine. Non-existent.
Sure, absolutely.
There's something there that even we could help out with.
Yeah, yep. Selling tickets. There's a lot of different things you could do. Help set up, tear down.
I'm good at tearing down. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Monica Rose from the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. Monica, if a community does see the need, what is the process? Is the initial one to contact you, one of the board members? How do you do some investigating on their own? I mean, you already said it, you know, for a permanent, it's about $100,000. I'm sure rent is a variable on that also mm-hmm. and staffing requirements, but... If somebody is looking for that, how do they get that going? You know, if they think $2,000 a week is something that they can do, okay, now what?
We would need to have some money in place and ready to go.
Like seed money or
seed
pledge money.
Seed money.
Okay. Yeah. And that would get them what?
Well, that would be That would be a starter. So we'd have to figure out location, try to find the facility, ideally that's donated space, because we currently pay for none of our buildings. They're all loaned to us.
Well, there's plenty of retail settings available. Do you prefer a retail setting or one that's more in a neighborhoods?
I think it depends. If it's in the neighborhoods.
Perfect scenario. What would you prefer?
It'd be in the neighborhoods. That way kids could walk directly to the facility.
Now, a regular home wouldn't necessarily qualify, would it?
It
or
could.
Would it?
It could. There are Boys and Girls Clubs who operate out of houses.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody wanted to donate the structure.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good donation, though.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, absolutely. That's a big deal.
The maintenance is also part of it, whether it's maintenance of the physical, the grounds, or maintenance of the gear that you've got. Because I would imagine you got computers.
Yeah.
You got things that the kids play with, and it's not like kids are known for being gentle. And
yeah, there's a lot of wear
caring.
And tear.
Yeah.
For sure.
What about those things? If is there an opportunity, let's say, if somebody wants to buy, when our guys were small, the big play school, the big toys, you know, the plastic slides, things like that. Is there a need for that? Or are there other needs that might supersede that kind of thing if someone was wanting to do something for you?
We're always in need of program supplies. So, you know, like arts and crafts type stuff.
School supplies?
School supplies.
And basically,
school supplies. That's a good one to bring up because school is coming up. And so
there are
a lot of kids in need. And so having some extra school supplies would be great that we could distribute.
I would imagine you work in concert with Betty and her folks and a couple of the other programs also. Does that make it easier for some of the supply needs, or is it more challenging because people will be purple passionate about one organization or another one and want to support that specific one?
It can become difficult at times. I think working in partnerships is extremely important, but donors typically do have their heart set on particular...
Something goes pitter-patter for somebody or some organization. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So school needs right now, or school supplies are the big ones?
Yeah.
Basic stuff? Pens and
pens, pencils, paper rulers,
kind of
backpacks, those type of things.
All the stuff that you'd kind of expect. Nothing really fancy.
No.
Just the basic
just
stuff.
Just the basics, yeah.
If someone would like to, do they just kind of drop something on, you know, go to the store, buy whatever, drop it off?
Yeah, they could drop it off at our administrative office on Harrison K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try to find an office. That takes me way too long. Front door is a challenge a lot of times, too. Thanks for coming by, and congratulations on
the
new appointment.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
good.
Thank you.
See everybody on Monday.